friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and so good to be spending some time with you here on, the final days of September 2013. Of course, it's Sunday, September the 29th. Where did the month go? I have no idea, so let's take advantage of the time that we do have. Amen? Hey, it's so good to be spending some time with you today. I hope and pray your weekend is coming along quite well. And today, friend, here on Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar with this program, it is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, and devotions. And today we're going to be continuing our series on a journey through the Word of God. That's where we're going to be digging into the Word of God, finding some of your favorite passages, maybe passages you haven't read in a long time, and passages maybe you've never even come across yet. So we're going to be continuing our series on a journey through the Word of God. So I hope you can join me right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood?
Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Happy Sunday to you. And today, friend, we are continuing our series on a journey through the Word of God. The words of Jesus in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." Alfred Nobel made a fortune from the invention of dynamite, which changed the course of warfare. Perhaps because of the horrors that wars inflicted with the use of dynamite, he made a provision in his will for a prize to be given annually to those who work to promote peace. Today it's called the Nobel Peace Prize. Friend, God's expression of peace to the world was His Son. See, when Jesus was born, the angel's clear, unmistakable message to the shepherds was, "On earth, peace, goodwill toward men." The biblical definition of peace, first of all, peace with God in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Sin makes us an enemy with God, but Jesus is coming to His earth and dying on a cross turned away God's wrath. we now can be reconciled with Him. Having put right in our relationship with God, Jesus now enables us to work at breaking down the barriers between us and others. And another kind of peace is having peace of God. There is no need to be anxious about anything, according to Philippians 4, for we are told that we can make our requests known to Him. We can have a peace of God in our hearts and in our lives. See, having brought peace, Jesus is now seated at the right hand of the Father. And today we can have peace with God and the peace of God.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Oh, you give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be your name. Always.
Well, Fred, I hope and pray that you are enjoying your Sunday. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And friend, today we are continuing our series on a journey through the Word of God. Well, I hope and pray that your Sunday is coming along quite well. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey spending some time with you. So how is the weekend coming along for you? Hopefully it's coming along quite well. In fact, yesterday we had some family come up and spend some time with us and just had a good day of family day yesterday. And I hope and pray that the weekend is the same for you, maybe packed in with some rest and some reflection on the goodness of God. Acts chapter 9, verse 26, it says, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. They're talking about Paul. Now, Chuck Colson, a founder of Prison Fellowship, spent 40 years helping people hear and understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, when he died in April of last year, one newspaper article carried the headline, Charles Colson, Nixon's Dirty Tricks Man, dies at age 80. Now, it seems surprising that a man so transformed by faith should be identified with things he did as a politically ruthless presidential aide decades earlier before he knew the Savior. The Apostle Paul's conversion and his early Christian witness were greeted with skepticism and fear. When he began preaching that Jesus is the Son of God, people said, "Is this not he who destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem? And has he come here for that purpose?" Later, when Paul went to Jerusalem and tried to join the disciples, they were afraid of him. And in years to come, Paul never ignored his past, but spoke of it as evidence of the mercy of God. Well, friend, like Paul, we don't need to parade our failures or to pretend that they didn't happen. Instead, we can thank the Lord that through his grace and power, our past is forgiven, our present is changed, and our future is bright with hope, thanks to Christ our Lord.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come, let us worship and bow down anew before the Lord, our Maker. Come, before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God, He is our God. We are the people of His pasture. He is our God, He is our God. We are the sheep of His hand. Let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Fred, I hope and pray your weekend is come along quite well. My name is Joey, and today we are continuing our series on a journey through the Word of God. Psalm 40 verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. Well, friend, with so many forms of communication today, our impatience with hearing a reply from others is sometimes laughable. Someone I know actually sent an email to his wife and then called her by cell phone because he couldn't wait for a reply from her. And sometimes, I'll tell you what, we feel that God has let us down because He does not provide us an immediate answer to prayer. But waiting for the Lord can transform us into a people of growing faith. See, King David spent many years waiting to be crowned king and fleeing from Saul's wrath. David wrote, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart." And in another psalm, he encourages us with these words, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry." David grew into a man after God's own heart by waiting on the Lord. And when we become frustrated with God's apparent delay in answering our prayer, it is always good to remember that He is interested in developing faith and perseverance in our character. So, friend, let's continue to wait on the Lord.
You are not a God created by human hands. You were not a God dependent on any mortal man. You were not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are God.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. This is music from Avalon right here on this Sunday Worship. Friend, my name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much just for letting me hang out and spend some time with you on, the final Sunday of September 2013. You can find out more about this radio ministry by checking out our website, greatnewsradio.org. Friend, until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.